This is a special presentation of Trot Radio, the Hall of Fame series. I'm Norm Borg, and in this edition, we look at what has to be the greatest pacing mare of all time. Three-time Pacing Mare of the Year, three-time Breeders' Crown winner, richest pacing mare of all time with earnings just over $4.1 million, a daughter of the legendary Cam Fella. This Ohio mare captured the hearts of Canadian racing fans eternally.
Eternal Cam Nation, can she do it one more time in Canada? Bunny Lake, Eternal Cam Nation, which of these two world champion mares? Eternal Cam Nation, last to first victory, a classic distaff final to never be forgotten.
Eternal Cam Nation, she loved Canada, and Canada loved her back, according to co-owner trainer Jeffrey Miller.
Well, I've always said that she's always had a connection to Canada. You know, when we went up there, the people just, they took her in. I mean, sometimes when you go race places and you've got a good horse and you come in, people look at you as an outsider, you know, and really don't want to give you a hand. But when we went there, people were beside themselves, falling over, wanting to be nice, wanting to help us. You know, when she won, it seemed like one of their own won up there. You know, that's why I think it's so special for her to be inducted into the Canadian Hall of Fame, because even though she's a high horse, you know, a high connection, she still has that Cam Fella connection.
That's a view that's shared by some of the more seasoned observers of this sport, including Meadowlands track announcer Ken Workington.
In my opinion, she was like the female Cam Fella, the female version of him. You know, just a gutsy horse that liked to finish hard and knocked heads with all the, you know, the best free-for-all mares.
Over three quarters, Eternal Cam Nation has taken over. Easily put away Hawaiian Flash. It's Eternal Cam Nation looking to blow it wide open here. 122 and 4. They're in the stretch drive. It's Eternal Cam Nation. On the inside, Cindervest is third. Sanibel Island doesn't have it. It's Eternal Cam Nation. Eternal Cam Nation home in 149 and 4 in the Lady Liberty.
For many, there's always one magic moment in their horse's career that is deeply touching. And so it is with Eternal Cam Nation and Jeff Miller. And once again, he turns his eyes to Canada.
You know, the Jugette was great. You know, like I said, the Fan Hanover was great. But I really got to believe the Breeders' Crown.
3/8 of the mile to go, and a compelling field of mares go at it onto the final turn in the 2003 Breeders' Crown Mares Pace. Rolling up on the outside is Molly Can Do It. She's at the flank of Worldly Beauty. Then Cam Swifty and Always Cam on the outside. They move to head stretch. Eternal Cam Nation, Bunny Lake is already looking back to the outside. Worldly Beauty right there, third. 123 and 4, 29 and 3, a moderate third. Bunny Lake back out for the stretch, and John Campbell has her retaking the lead. Eternal Cam Nation sprinting with all she's got. Always Cam blocked off at the inside. Eternal Cam Nation, Bunny Lake, Worldly Beauty. What a champion! A three-time Breeders' Crown winner. Eternal Cam Nation is a battling back winner to go down in history in a very elite group. A three-time crown champion for the world's richest female pacer of all time.
Well, you know, I've told people all along, and, you know, you can work as hard as you can possibly work in this business. Never guaranteed your success. You know, you got to have the good fortune. You know, God's got to shine on you and give you a horse that has such, you know, unbelievable ability that you can't screw them up, you know. And then you just understand just how blessed you are when you get an animal of that ability.
And for that, we will be eternally grateful. For Trot Radio, I'm Norm Borg.